Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, we'll be looking at all the latest news on the weather front as Ireland enters its first cold snap of 2025. November has yet to see another record set for the worsening levels of homelessness in Ireland. There's a fear that a new Garda policing model will be rushed through in Donegal before the departure of Commissioner Drew Harris in the coming months. And finally, Dermot Phelan has been found not guilty of murdering a trespasser on his farm. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport, August Tereshin and Nuked Le Colin Ferter. Sub-zero temperatures and icy conditions could cause disruption across the country in the coming days. A 24-hour status orange snow and ice warning has been issued for 8 counties from 5pm tomorrow, while Donegal and the majority of Ireland will be under a status yellow warning at that time. The Department of Education says the decision to delay the reopening of schools after the Christmas holidays on Monday is a matter for individual school management authorities. Donegal is expected to escape the worst of the snow over the weekend, but Kenneth McDonough from the Donegal Weather Channel says the county will be hit with heavy snow next week.
With the forecast models, Greg, so with the low pressure, so there's so many different weather models, and I think the headache is that some models have the low pressure at the weekend further north and some has it further south. But I think at the moment, the main risk area of the heaviest snow is kind of across the North Munster into parts of Leinster and South Connacht. There will be some potential snowfall up across the northwest into Donegal, but it looks like it is going to escape the worst of the snowfall. But the main risk period for Donegal is really Monday and Tuesday, when we're expecting kind of heavy snowfall or showers coming in off the northwest coast.
Well, a moderate weather advisory has been issued for Donegal and the rest of Ireland, and that's to take effect from Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. It warns of severe frost and icy patches, snow laying in some areas which may be slow to clear and wintry showers. As a result, there may be hazardous travelling conditions and travel and service disruption. The advisory will run until 11 o'clock on Thursday night. The poor weather is causing difficult travelling conditions in Donegal today, though. Motorists are being advised to avoid the Mongorry Road between Convoy and Rafoe from Glen McQuinn School, as it's considered hazardous due to the icy conditions. Meanwhile, the Loch Salt Road from Kilmacrenan to Glen Village remains closed due to treacherous conditions on the route. The gritters are to take to the roads at 6pm and 8pm this evening to treat a number of routes in Donegal. Four routes are to be gridded in around an hour's time, while 17 will be done at 8 o'clock. Donegal County Council is urging drivers to assume that no road is ice-free, and a list of the routes can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. November has seen yet another record set for the worsening levels of homelessness in Ireland. 15,199 people accessed emergency accommodation in November, according to the latest report from the Department of Housing. That's an increase of 223 on the figures for October. Cameron Clark reports what's happening in the Northwest.
Locally, there's been a rise reported in the number of people accessing emergency accommodation. In the Northwest region, 156 adults accessed services, up 17 on the October figure. 62 of the adults were based in Donegal, recording an increase of 6 on the previous month. Meanwhile, there were 21 families registered as homeless in the region in November. This is the same as the October figure. The families had 50 dependent children between them, a decrease of 3 on the month prior. Nationally, 4,658 children were in emergency accommodation in November. It's the first time homeless figures in Ireland have surpassed 15,000 since records began.
Rohan McNamara, the head of communications of Focus Ireland, is calling on the new government to act urgently in response to the numbers.
Prioritise social housing coming on stream for families and children who are long-term homeless. We haven't been seeing enough of that. Some children were spending their second and even third year as homeless, and that's not acceptable in a rich country like Ireland. We really need far more urgent action by the new government to tackle this issue.
There's a fear the new Garda policing model will be rushed through in Donegal before the departure of Garda Commissioner Drew Harris in the coming months without adequate planning or investment. Donegal GRA representative Brendan O'Connor says members on the ground have no confidence in the planned restructure of the force with the proper building blocks not put in place. It's emerged 19.5 million euro has been spent on consultancy services as part of An Garda Síochána's response to a report calling for priority reform of its operating model. Mr. O'Connor believes the money could have been better spent elsewhere on resources.
Donegal is one of the remaining two outstanding divisions where this model is due to be rolled out, and there's a lot of pressure to have it commenced and rolled out in the early part of this year. What we are saying and what the members on the ground are saying is that we don't have any confidence in the model. The building blocks are not put in place. The minimum staffing requirements in relation to the ranks that actually we have numbers for aren't in place, and we don't have enough Gardaí. When the members I represent are still struggling with all the problems, particularly personnel shortages, equipment, still fleet is a big bugbear in Donegal, to see that millions and millions of euro from the Garda budget has been spent on consultancy fees is causing people to scratch their head. And we believe that there's certainly money will be better spent on operating policing. It's quite ironic that the title is of the operating policing model. And again, we see that consultancy companies are very much to the fore in relation to the rollout of a project that's about operating policing. And the members who deliver operation policing don't see any benefit, have great fears that it will actually downgrade policing. We can already see that in the Milford district, which is earmarked to be dissolved as district headquarters, personnel shortages at crisis levels. The district has been run on overtime. And we look at places like Dunloe, which was moved away from the Glenties district headquarters in 2013, is now going to be annexed from the existing Milford. And we saw huge problems there in the run-up to Christmas and serious problems that need addressing. And we see that this plan has not worked in other counties that we're aware of. Donegal has huge individual challenges that are unique. And we, of course, have been told that this has to be rolled out, it has to be implemented. And as I say, we were assured at meetings that the model would not be rolled out until everything was in place in relation to infrastructure and personnel.
Diarmaid Finnan has been found not guilty of murdering a trespasser on his farm. Mr. Finnan, a barrister and professor of law at Trinity College Dublin, accepted he shot Keith Conlon, but insisted he was acting in self-defence when he did so. Court's correspondent Frank Rearney reports.
The jury began its deliberations on New Year's Eve, and after just over 7 hours considering the evidence, Diarmaid Finnan was today acquitted of Keith Conlon's murder. Mr. Conlon and two others were trespassers on Mr. Phelan's farm in Tall on the 22nd of February 2022, engaging in illegal hunting. Fearing for the safety of his livestock, Mr. Phelan shot dead one of their dogs with a rifle. That led to a heated row, which resulted in him firing three warning shots with a handgun. The third shot hit Mr. Conlon in the back of the head. It was the prosecution's case that he intended to kill or at least cause serious harm when he fired the final shot, but Mr. Phelan claimed it was unintentional and that he was acting in self-defence. After being acquitted by unanimous verdict, the judge then turned to Mr. Phelan in the dock and told him he was free to go. Frank Graney at the Central Criminal Court.
A teenager has been reported missing from Sligo town. 15-year-old Nicole Doyle has been missing since Monday and was last seen wearing a pink coat, black crop top, black leggings and New Balance runners. It's believed she may have travelled to the Dublin Wicklow area and Gardaí are concerned for her welfare. Nicole's being described as being around 5'4" in height with a slim build, brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact Gardaí. It's understood Fine Gael are seeking to reclaim the Agriculture Ministry as government formation talks resume on Monday. The role is currently held by Donegal Minister Charlie McConnellogue, with his party Fianna Fáil vying to retain the department. While it's too early to know who will form the next cabinet, those cited to be in contention for the role of Agriculture Minister if it falls under Fine Gael are Martin Hayden, Peter Burke and Patrick O'Donovan. Four people have been hospitalised following a crash in Inishowen last evening. Gardaí and emergency services responded to the two-vehicle collision between Carndonagh and Quigley's Point at around 6:30. The three men and one woman were removed from the scene to Letterkenny University Hospital. Gardaí say their injuries are non-life-threatening. The road was closed for a period last night, but it has since reopened. The Secretary of State in Northern Ireland intends to appeal a judge's ruling for a public inquiry into the death of Sean Brown. The senior GAA official was abducted and killed by loyalists in 1997 as he locked the gates at Ballahy Wolftones Club in County Derry. Justice Humphreys issued the ruling last month following years of campaigning from Mr Brown's family. Mid-Ulster MLA Patsy McGlone has slammed the move. He says it's shameful that the family of Sean Brown face a new year, still fighting for truth and justice. Police in Derry and Strabane are warning that children who are being sexually exploited are often unaware. They say perpetrators can manipulate children by buying them gifts and pretending that they care. Laura Kelly has more.
Police say children and young people can suffer abuse in many settings, for example in a family or in an institutional or community setting. Often the abuse will be committed by someone who's known to them. However, sometimes the abuse may be committed by a stranger. Police are urging people to be aware of the signs of child sexual exploitation. They include children going missing from home, not engaging with their usual friends, sharp changes in their mood or character, being frightened of some people, unexplained access to money, children always being on their phone, displaying inappropriate sexualized behaviour, or misusing drugs or alcohol. Police in Derry and Strabane are appealing to anyone if they suspect a child is being sexually exploited to report it.
The Northwest was the wettest region in Ireland last month. Meanwhile, the average national temperature for December was 7.7 degrees Celsius. Met Aaron says last month was the 11th warmest December on record since the 1900. Malin Head Weather Station recorded its dullest December since 2011. 21 days out of the 31 last month were classified as dull in Donegal. Two men have been arrested in Strabane for drug-related offences earlier today. It's understood the 21-year-old and the 43-year-old were arrested during two searches in the area. They were then street bailed to allow for further inquiries. The time's just going on to 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk. It's 5:15 here in Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Mohamed Salah has reiterated this will be his last season at Liverpool. The Egyptian forward's contract currently expires in the summer, and Salah told Sky Sports News the standoff over a new deal continues.
The last 6 months, there is nothing, no progress there. Like we're far away from any progress, so we just need to wait and see.
Well, Manchester United have secured the services of Harry Maguire for at least one more season. The 31-year-old was due to be out of contract this summer, but manager Ruben Amorim says the club will trigger a one-year contract extension for the centre-back. The Portuguese coach has challenged the club's former captain to step up as a senior figure.
When you look at our team, we are starving for leaders on the pitch. So he's a leader. He has to improve that part. He has to improve his game. So we are happy to continue with Harry.
The Scottish Professional Football League is appealing for fans to contact the Scottish Police over a crowd incident during yesterday's Old Firm derby. Celtic midfielder Arnie Ingles was struck by a coin during the game at Ibrox, which Rangers won 3-0. Rangers condemned the incident and said they will assist Police Scotland with their investigations. Derry City goalkeeper Tag Ryan has completed a move to Irish Premiership side Glenavon. The Limerick native spent 2 years at the Brandywell, having previously played for Bohemians, Cork City and Galway United. On the pitch, there is one game scheduled in the Irish Cup fifth round this evening, with H&W Welder scheduled to play Glentoran at 7:45. And Darts former world champion Keith Deller says tonight's showdown between Luke Littler and Michael van Gerwen could be the perfect final at the World Darts Championship. The 17-year-old sensation Littler is hoping to win the title for the first time, while Van Gerwen is bidding for his fourth success at Alexander Palace. Deller says the Dutchman will appreciate Littler's impressive rise in the game.
He was the young genius when he took over from Phil Taylor. Now Luke Littler's saying, I'm the new kid now. And I think Michael's the perfect final for Luke. He knows if he wins tonight, he's beaten one, the greatest of all time.
This evening's final in London will get underway around 7:45. Moving on to Gaelic games, Niamh Padraig, Uisce Kane are once again getting ready to head to London to face British junior champions Tara in the Twinning Cup final, with the winners set to book their place in an All-Ireland junior semi-final. This Sunday's game was originally scheduled to take place on the 7th of December, but after becoming a victim of Storm Dara, it was postponed at the last minute, much to the disappointment of the large number of travelling supporters. Their manager Daniel McCauley says despite the frustrations of the last trip, there will once again be a large number of supporters in London this time around.
The support has been great. I didn't think there'd be as many going this time. It's been so soon after Christmas. No, there's big numbers heading over. I think a lot of them's on a day trip this time, coming over on the Sunday morning and back on the Sunday night. But oh no, the support's been brilliant all year, so we're really, really grateful within the parish. The support has been immense, and it's brilliant and great to see.
Throw-in is at 12 in Ruislip on Sunday afternoon. Elsewhere, the weekend's GAA action here in Ireland looks set to be under threat. The All-Ireland Club Senior Football Semi-Finals on Sunday and All-Ireland Junior Semi-Final and the All-Ireland Intermediate Semi-Finals tomorrow are all in danger of cancellation due to the plummeting temperatures. The challenge games that are due to officially showcase the adopted playing rules in Gaelic football for the first time are also in jeopardy because of the cold snap. Finally, in rugby, France have suffered another injury setback ahead of the Six Nations. La Rochelle centre Jonathan Dante looks set to be out for 2 months with a knee injury. It means the 32-year-old will be unavailable for the Champions Cup visit of Leinster on Sunday week. France will also be without experienced centre Gael Ficou, who will miss the start of the Six Nations with a thumb injury. Well, that's all your sport for today. We're back with more on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donal Murray.
Thanks, Mark Agusnish, and note to the Comforter.
Shewer Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shalana Priv Skilty. Curran Forrest and the Gaelic Pubble Nanalin Erin Olaf Skowil Sprickdata Lahai Skemina Muiniha Ectarinch or Hugo Gasta. Saying Sheola de Mianer and Sprickdata Dun Skem the Gompantus Dramiacta, Skem the Mora Makti Alin, August Skem the Felcha, Fiha Fia Sakuig. Durian the Skemin the Shah Elcha, Awil the Aimaku and Gaelige, Nahalinia Gaelige, Na. Na halin ya duhusaha agus airag na gilige a hahu agus a karkon kin. Agus a kumaila shin a ta and skim na moor failcha litriokta oskulcha lahai iratish guji a sharta lad. Ta ya faluntus fogurha ig forest na gilige fasta lahai ard offiga faim nohan agus offiga faim nohan gaholus ig ansu forest na gilige bonkai e. Tá cog sisin an cóirle om aidethe scéalaige agus géal scoíochtta ag cuairtú léirithe spéise lethe acuaí teagas agus fólam don scólanna ar bhain scola agus tá gaholas ag cog bonc IE. Tá sé fógartha ag glóir na géal go bhfuil rochtain ag an phobal anois ar an taide a rinneú le déanaí ar éfacht fan dúireacht Seosamh Mac Donaghy. Togan von Durek Shosa Victonaha Ahantas the club on the common Luchla scale, Harter and Cheerilig, Don Sarwaihis Idro Chomach Nigeliga, August Kursi Kalterhe Nigel, a Karkankin, I glob on the Saku, August V an Okaj Bronte on Ig Okaj Barkan Croki, Mina Sauna Anuri, Glad Carras Art Club, the Hudge von Durek, Parch Sataija, August Tagah. Olas Airfoil a glorning ale bunk IE. Tatij Kahar a Ogurchkum Welshid Egracto Kursa Erishurakta, the scholarly na Hedgerbliana and me Anarigus Fiora, August Karhit Folum TG Kahar, Cog, Nur TG Kahar, August Olskol Nagaleva, na Kursi Practicula Lay Airfoil, Igera Onad Harter and Cheer, August Torhishid Jesh, the scholarly na Hedgerbliana Olas a Oil. Fina skillana at had the ye, leve in Erishort. Ta and Caid Cursa lay Fogarha, don Caidla August feed the meaner and let your kennen. Shin Mahodcha Eligolier, Blean Ur Y Dave.
Thanks, Colum. It's expected the flu season will peak in around 2 weeks' time. The number of people in hospital with the virus has nearly doubled in the last week. There's been a rise of almost 500 cases, with over 1,000 in hospital yesterday. President of the Irish Medical Organisation, Donegal GP Dr. Dennis McCauley, wants the new government to make a long-term plan to help the health service cope with surges like this.
I'm naturally worried about the fact that there are 1,000 people in hospital with flu. There are over 60 in ICU, and I wish them all very well. I would hope that this outbreak epidemic should peak in approximately 2 weeks' time. But naturally, the fact that there was so much mixing over Christmas does confuse that somewhat. This was a very predictable thing to happen. And unfortunately, once again, our health services are not prepared for such an outcome. And we would ask that the incoming government rather than plan on a year-to-year basis, maybe has a 5 to 10 year plan such that our health services can actually grow rather than react.
The body of a woman in her 30s has been discovered at a house in Cork. Gardaí are investigating all of the circumstances surrounding the discovery this morning at Bridewell Lane in Mallow. The assistant state pathologist has attended the scene and the woman's body will be removed to Cork University Hospital for a post-mortem exam. The Garda Technical Bureau has been asked to attend and the Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. Separately, Gardaí have arrested a man on suspicion on the murder of Muneera Papp. Her body was found in a field in Kerguelen in County Roscommon on Monday. Jessica Woodlock reports.
Gardaí say 58-year-old Mirjana Papp was last seen alive in the early hours of Saturday, the 28th of December. On Monday, her body was discovered about 10 kilometres outside the town of Athlone on the border between Westmeath and Roscommon. Gardaí launched a murder investigation following a post-mortem of her body. This afternoon, they've confirmed that a man aged in his 30s was arrested on suspicion of Mirjana Papp's murder. He's currently being held at a Garda station in the Meath, Westmeath division.
Having a look now to the weather forecast, it will be cold this evening with a mix of clear spells and isolated showers, some wintry. Staying cold tonight with a mix of clear spells and scattered showers, the odd wintry one. Lows of -2 to +1 degrees. Locally colder where patches of fog and freezing fog develop with light and variable winds. And there will be widespread frost and some ice formation again tonight. To conclude this evening's news, the headlines. Sub-zero temperatures and icy conditions could cause disruption across the country in the coming days. A 24 status orange snow and ice warning has been issued for 8 counties at 5 o'clock tomorrow, while Donegal and the majority of the country will be under a status yellow warning. Donegal is expected to escape the worst of the snow over this weekend, but Kenneth McDonough from the Donegal Weather Channel says the county will be hit by heavy snow next week. November has seen yet another record set for the worsening levels of homelessness in Ireland. 15,199 people accessed emergency accommodation in November, according to the latest report from the Department of Housing. A slight increase has also been recorded in the northwest. There's a fear the new Garda policing model will be rushed through in Donegal before the departure of Garda Commissioner Drew Harris in the coming months without adequate planning or investment. Donegal GRA representative Brendan O'Connor says members on the ground have no confidence in the planned restructure of the force with the proper building blocks not put in place. It's emerged €19.5 million has been spent on consultancy services as part of An Garda Síochána's response to a report calling for priority reform of its operating model. And finally, Dermot Phelan has been found not guilty of murdering a trespasser on his farm. Mr Phelan, a barrister and professor of law at Trinity College Dublin, accepted he shot Keith Conlon, but insisted he was acting in self-defence when he did so. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, January 3rd. The death has occurred of Owen Kelly, Lower Illies, Ballymag and Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his late residence at Lower Illies. Funeral from there on Sunday morning, leaving at 10 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 a.m. Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Padraig O'Boyle, Knockestaller, Bunbeg. His remains are reposing at his home today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m, rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Norman Beattie, McBride Street, Raphoe. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:45 p.m. for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Brintley Manor Nursing Home convoy, care of any family member.
The death has taken place of Hugo Melly, Port New Road, Ardragh. His remains are reposing at his late residence until 11 p.m. tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardragh, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunloe Community Hospital, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.